The demons are ascended. They've come for the children. Hell, they've come for the adults now, too. And they won't take no for an answer. 25, so one quarter, so that's one out of every four search results are someone searching for sex. 35% of downloads from the internet are pornographic. 35%. Now, where can you browse without fear that you're going to find any of this? MikeChurch.com, CrusadeChannel.com. And by the by, we do not relay any third-party ads on our sites specifically for that reason. I do not have any Google display or Google ads. There's no ad engine. If there's an ad there, it's because we put it there. Most of our competitors cannot say the same thing. There are ads that are either softcore porn or straight-up porn all over those sites. You can go there and you can go see them for yourself, unless they're very judicious in what they place and how they place it. 35% of all downloads from the internet are porn. 40 million Americans say they regularly visit porn sites. 40 million. Now listen to this. 70% of men age 18 to 24 visit a porn site at least once per month. You want to explain the soy boy phenomena? Oh, I'm just sipping on my almond milk in between masturbations. They say it, you know, it renews your energy and your stamina. No, it makes you into a eunuch. That's what it does to you, son. Ruins your life, makes you think wrongly about women, and makes you into a eunuch. And you're making yourself impotent. There's nothing healthy about this. But when we get into this story, Rolling Stone magazine finds these doctors and go, no, it's the most wonderful thing that you can do. No, it's not. 70% young men age 18 to 24 going at least once per month to go get some porn. You wonder why that generation is so screwed up in the head? By the by, this will create a dysphoria in your thinking. Because what does an error create? More errors. If you don't correct the error, what do you get? More errors. E-R-R-O-R-S. The largest consumer group of online porn is men between the ages of 35 and 49. Here, take a guess what the number one demographic is for men seeking divorce. 35 to 49. The wife's gotten a little fat. She's a little older. I don't need her anymore. Look at these hot babes I got on porn. And then you go into a hookup site. Oh, you know, you don't need me to explain what happens when you go to Tinder or one of these other god-awful, hell-forsaken websites. Well, exactly what you think is going to happen happens. You see the connection here? And by the by, the women that are out there, the young women that are all out there that are making this pornography, and the young men, have been told by their parents what? Oh, it's perfectly natural. It's perfectly normal. Yeah, no, you. Well, I mean, I don't want you to be a porn star, but, you know, that's how it's formed. And if you consume it, honey, that's just what you do. Again, this is a grave mortal sin. This is family-ending stuff here. Trust me. I know. And I know many. I bet all of you listening right now know someone lost or got rid of or threw their family under the bus because of a porn addiction. One third of all internet porn users are women. Well, hey man, women's got to be equal too, right? Why not?
Movement made us so. They made us think that we need to be like men and act like men, and that's the result.
That's right, because women need to act like men with sex. We talked about this on Friday. One of the great mistakes, the four lies that the Gal-Qaeda revolution that the Al-Qaeda revolution taught to young women three generations ago, passed on to the second generation, now passed on to this generation. One of them is it's okay to act like a stalking male when you're pursuing sex. You want to add insult to injury? What's the most popular day of the week to consume pornography? If you had to guess and you weren't in the chat room looking at the statistic, what's the most popular day of the week to consume pornography? Your time starts now. Roger, best of luck. But it's not that. Sunday. Gee, wait a minute. There's something else I'm supposed to be doing on Sunday. Yeah, not going to have time for that. Sorry, God. Sunday is the most popular day of the week for viewing pornography. So not only are we not keeping the Sabbath holy by resting and not working and going to Mass and going to honor God and to adore and to honor God for creation and for life and for life everlasting and what have you. Men squirreling themselves away when they should be spending time with their families, somewhere in the family house, consuming pornography. How does this happen? Oh, but don't worry, it doesn't matter if you go to church or not on Sunday. Sure it doesn't. And then finally, what's the most popular day of the year for porn consumption? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day is the most popular day of the year for viewing porn. Well, look, it totally makes sense. You eat the Thanksgiving dinner. You're all stuffed and full of, what do they call that, tryptophan? You're all sleepy and drowsy. You know, the kids are taking naps. Mom's passed out in the recliner. Where's Dad? He steals away into some computer in some room where he can close the door. What's he doing? Watching porn. This stuff is straight up evil. And yet, every state in the union has to defend it, has to make it legal, has to have it traversing across their internet airways. And now, think of this. Let me hit you with one here. I was thinking about this morning. See, this is why I get paid the little bucks around here. The Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Think of this. Is it legal to broadcast pornography on broadcast television? Obscenity. CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, the WB, what have you. Answer, no. Okay. In some instances, has it been determined that it's legal to broadcast it on private or subscriber-based? In other words, you're paying for the privilege of watching cable television. Answer, yes. That's how HBO and Skinamax and all the rest of them serve up their porn and their softcore porn via Game of Thrones. If I see one more Catholic out there going, oh, I wish they would have continued Game of Thrones. Dude, are you serious? There was porn in every episode of Game of Thrones. Every episode that I saw, and I only saw two or three, and I'm like, I'm not watching this crap. What the hell's wrong with you people?